Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. We have a meaningful message to share. 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7. This is the message we heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. You fill the sensory bin with water, put some sponges in it, give the instructions to the kids, and let them play. They're exploring and having fun. When a child puts the sponge in the water, lifts it up from the water, and squeezes it, what trickles out of the sponge? Water, right? It would be some sort of absurdity if orange juice or milk was squeezed out of the sponge that only had contact with water, right? The same is true of a Christian. A Christian is filled up with God's Word. We take in the message of the gospel, of sins forgiven, and the grace given freely to us through Jesus, totally undeserved. We are left in awe and wonder of the love of God, that he would give up his only Son to pay for our sins. As a Christian filled with God's love, grace, and forgiveness, nothing but the gospel can flow out of us. Unfortunately, this is not always true in our lives. We are filled up with God's Word on Sunday at church and at our weekly Bible study group. Maybe we even top ourselves off with a daily Bible reading as a side to our morning coffee. Doing pretty good, aren't we? But then we're also filled up with God's name haphazardly used in our friend group, the TV show we're binging that contains just a few scenes every episode of extramarital relationships, the slander of other people in the break room at work. And sooner or later we find anything but the gospel message being squeezed out of us. The people we work with or the friends we surround ourselves with don't see God's light shining through our words and actions, but rather the things of this world that are not from God. Those people we care so much about don't hear the life-saving message of the gospel come out of our mouths. And we miss the opportunity God is placing right in front of us to share his name. So we pivot. God's law convicts our hearts. The love of Christ compels us. We are blood-bought sons and daughters of the eternal God himself, heirs to his kingdom and messengers of his love. The words we proclaimed on Easter morning, "He is risen indeed," become our tagline. Because of Jesus' resurrection, we have already won the battle and are victorious over Satan's temptations to speak anything but the good news of salvation through Christ alone. So, what is going to squeeze out of your sponge today? May it always be the love of God. May you be filled with the gospel and squeeze it out onto everyone you come in contact with today, the children you teach, the people you work with, the family you serve. You have the most meaningful message to share. He is risen indeed. We pray. Fill our hearts today, risen Savior. Fill us up with your grace and compassion. Convict our hearts when temptation gets the best of us and we fail to share the good news of the gospel with others. The message we have to share is an eternal one that has life-changing truth. Give us strength and eagerness to share this message always. Amen. A question to consider. Gossip, slander, sexual immorality, and the misuse of God's name surround us far too often. Consider a few ways you can stand firm and not fall into temptation. Think of a few ways to fill yourself up with God's Word instead of those things. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.